Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Awesome first hour of the show, breaking down Thursday Night Football like a fever dream. My New York Football Giants beat the stuffing out of the Philadelphia Eagles. Still kind of can't believe it happened now. Just got to do it again next week against the Denver Broncos. And talking about the Phillies' loss last night to the LA Dodgers in devastating fashion for them, helping our positions on the Dodgers potentially win the NL and the World Series. Femi, we didn't get into the Brewers and the Cubs, and maybe we'll do that coming up here in a few moments. We're expecting Robert Flores to join us, host for MLB Network, Jay Croucher from NBC next hour, Colin Wilson 40 minutes from now, and our bets on the football weekend in the final hour, the power hour of the show. As a reminder, if you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, type in your best bet for Week 6 NFL Sunday. Bill Zimmerman will read the best ones on the air. Mike Brown will put them on the screen. So just to pull the curtain back a little bit here, we can do the Cubs and Brewers in a second. So we're waiting for Robert Flores to join us. And I was incorrect when I said making his You Better You Bet debut with me. He was on with you while I was on vacation over the summer. So he's been on the show.
Late August.
He's not with me. And he's tremendous on MLB Network. So Addie, our associate producer, Addie Bates, was the one that booked Robert Flores. She knows Roflo, right? Addie has been, Femi, firmly in contention to win Nick Kostos' money this week.
And this is despite not being with us on Wednesday.
I am. This is an excellent bit of context. So what we have happening in our chat right now is a really fun game of cat and mouse with Addie and Jake, where Jake is claiming that Robert Flores is not picking up the phone, whereas Addie is saying Robert Flores is answering her text messages, and Jake insists that he has the correct number. Here's what I can guarantee for everybody. One of them will not win Nick Kostos' money. And it appears that person might be Jake Hassan, because joining us right now on the show, host for our friends at MLB Network, and they do an incredible job on MLB Network. And I actually think this has been one of the best Major League Baseball seasons ever. And this postseason has got a ton of buzz, and you absolutely love it. And one of the reasons why MLB Network is so awesome, has so much energy, is because of our guest at this time, the great Robert Flores, who has the greatest Twitter handle of all time. Like, mine is at the Kostos. Like, I'll be honest, like, it sucks. His is at Roflo. That's yours is okay. Like, Femi Abebefe, it's a cool name. Mine's like the Kostos, because I'm a narcissist. And I need to let all the other Costoses know that out of all of them, I'm the best one. Roflo is the best Twitter handle. And Robert Flores joins us now to talk some Major League Baseball playoffs. Robert, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, we appreciate the time. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Robert, do you agree with my assertion that this MLB postseason, like kind of like a cut above what we've seen, not that the others haven't been great, but it feels like there's so much juice right now around this sport?
Well, I do think that going into the postseason, I felt that it was pretty wide open. Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers would probably be the betting favorite, and rightly so, with that roster and all the superstars. But I still think that it's I still think that it's wide open. Look, I think the Mariners, if they can get past Tarek Skubal and the Tigers tonight, I like their roster. They might have the most complete roster when you look at the various parts of their team. And look, the Toronto Blue Jays, they just dispatched the New York Yankees without Bo Bichette. So, yeah, look, I would be surprised if the Dodgers did not make it to the World Series, no matter if they're playing the Cubs or the Brewers, but it would not shock me if one of those two teams found a way to trip them up on the way. So yeah, it's been a great season. It's been and it's also been, like I said, a very good postseason as well thus far.
Do you agree with my assertion, Robert, that you have the best Twitter handle at Roflo?
You know what? Yes and no. I don't really use Twitter all that much. I mean, between the ads and the bots, I've just kind of tapped out on that. But
you're not into the bots responding to every single tweet you put out. You're not into that.
No, I'm not into that. I used to be, but I'm trying to cut back on it. I do like Blue Sky. I'm on that and Instagram. But you know, I guess that's for old people. I do have TikTok, but I'm not quite sure what to make of it. The dances and stuff like that. That's not really my thing, but
you,
I do like that they can show you how to make
TikTok.
Cool recipes.
Like I'm 42
well, I'm not necessarily on
it.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily on it. I just have it. I mainly just have it for the Ninja Creamy recipes in all honesty.
So what is that? Ninja Creamy?
That is like Ninja Creamy is, it's like a blender that makes ice cream and you can make
really?
Like healthy kind of ice cream. Yeah. You can put like, you can make like, ice cream, type desserts, but it's not necessarily but you're using like yogurt and you're using like Fairlife milk and protein and you put protein powder and stuff like that. So I'm trying to bulk up, you know?
Oh, I love that. Listen, it's winter. It's bulking season. I promise we'll get back to baseball in a second, but like have you made any ice cream? And if so, what flavor did you make? I promise we're going to get to baseball.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I did like a cookies and cream. That was really good. I did a mint chocolate chip. That was good. Did a birthday cake type flavor. That was really good. The key is to use... you know, like the instant pudding mix, the key is to use that, you know, like one or two, tablespoons of that. That's what helps it get creamy.
See, everyone's talking about how like the Chinese are trying to incept us with TikTok. Here's what I want. I want some of Robert Flores' cookies and cream. Cookies and cream is my favorite flavor of ice cream. I absolutely love that. All right. I promise baseball. Let's talk some baseball here. So you mentioned, Robert, that maybe one of the AL teams could take down the Los Angeles Dodgers. You don't really see the Cubs or Brewers being able to make that happen. We'll see when they get there to the NLCS. Who do you think wins Game 5 coming up tomorrow in Milwaukee with the Brewers and the Cubs?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I think that we don't really know what the Brewers' pitching plan is going to be. I mean, I have to figure that Jacob Mizorowski is going to play a big part in it, but what beyond that, how long he goes, does he go five innings? Does he even start? The last time we saw him, he did not even start. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what that looks like. I would lean Milwaukee just because they're at home. But, man, that is a razor-thin margin right now between the two teams, as is for me, Mariners-Tigers. I mean, that is a true pick 'em game tonight.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Robert Flores, host of MLB Central and MLB Network, which you can check out weekdays from 10 to noon Eastern with Lauren Shahadi and Mark DeRosa. You just mentioned it, Robert. You think this is a true pick'em game tonight? School Bowl against Kirby, Tigers, Mariners, winner takes on the Toronto Blue Jays. But if you had to pick it, and we're going to try to make you have to pick it, because this is a betting show, we want to know who you think is going to win the game. Who do you see as the victorious team tonight, and who do you give as the better chance to maybe beat the Toronto Blue Jays in the ALCS?
Well, look, I think if it's the Tigers and the Blue Jays, I think I would lean Toronto in that ALCS. If it's Mariners and Blue Jays, I really think that the Blue Jays are a very complete team. I know that their bullpen, Gabe Spire, in the last game, game four, kind of gave it up a little bit. But Munoz has been fantastic. I love the starting rotation and offensively with Cal Raleigh and Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez. Looks like he's getting on track. I really like the Mariners. That being said, the thing you have to ask yourself, or one of the things you have to ask yourself going into tonight's game, is can the Mariners make it four straight wins in games in which Tarek Skubal has started? They beat him in game two, and they beat him two previous times this season. So can they make it four in a row? I think that's a very, very tall order. But at the same time, you know, maybe Skubal is out of the game by the time the game is decided. You know, maybe he goes seven innings or eight innings even, and the game is decided in the ninth. So I think in this game, I'll give a slight nod to Tarek Skubal and the Tigers, but I think it's going to be a very, very tight ball game.
How much do you think, especially in a ball game like this with tonight, like you mentioned, like the players and how that's all going to unfold, like managerial expertise? Obviously, AJ Hinch has been there. Like, he's done that. He's won a World Series. Dan Wilson, this is very new to him. Like, he's never been in a decisive game. He's been in it as a player, but not as the manager. Like, how do you think that factors into what we'll see happen later on this evening in Seattle?
Well, I think it could be a factor. Look, as you said, AJ Hinch loves pitching chaos, right? I mean, although with tonight, you've got to figure he's going in thinking, look, I'm hoping not to make a call to my bullpen early in this game. I'm hoping to make one trip to the mound from Tarek Skubal to the closer, or he makes that decision in the dugout. That being said, I think Dan Wilson learned some valuable lessons early in this series. And we saw him take out Bryce Miller early in game four. I was surprised that he did, as a matter of fact. So I think that Dan Wilson will be fine. I think he'll handle himself accordingly. But like I said, I think this is going to be a very, very tight ball game. It could come down to, like we saw in the Dodgers-Phillies game, like who makes a play and who doesn't make a play. I think when you have two teams that are this evenly matched at this stage of the season, that's often what it comes down to.
Robert, what can the New York Yankees do to get over the hump next season?
Stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop striking out so much. I mean, yeah. You know,
new manager.
Look at the team. No, I don't think. I don't think they're gonna. First of all, Aaron Boone's under contract. I think Brian Cashman is as well. I would be shocked if either one of those or both of those positions, if they decide to make a change. I think Cashman and Boone return. Maybe there's a tweak in coaching staff and things like that. But, you know, the Yankees, I think we had the stat here on MLB Central this morning. The last time that they won a series in the DS or the CS and it over a non-AL Central team was 2012. You know, you look at their road to the World Series last year. I believe it was the Twins and the Guardians, or the Royals and the Guardians, right? So it's like I was saying, you know, look at how the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. They beat them with power, they beat them with defense, they beat them with base running, and they beat them with contact. They put the ball in play. And I think for me, sometimes the Yankees, look, hitting home runs is great. It's the currency of the postseason and the regular season. But sometimes you just got to put a ball in play, right? I go back to, I think it was game four. Yeah, it was game four. Austin Wells has the bases loaded. May have been one out. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Now you got two outs. So, like, there needs to be a fundamental shift in how I think they approach offense and hitting as a whole. But, I mean, look, what do I know? I wear makeup on TV, so.
Oh, you don't? No, that, I think you would be better suited to run the Yankees, honestly, wearing makeup on TV than what's happening right now. My final question, Robert, I know you're a big WWE guy, a big professional wrestling fan. Now, you and I are simpatico with cookies and cream. I love cookies and cream. I may or may not judge you on this answer. Who is your favorite, not the best, your favorite professional wrestler of all time? We have 30 seconds for the answer.
It's either, it's too hard for just one. So I'll give you three names: Ric Flair, HBK, and Sting.
Man, see, I'm not the biggest Sting guy. Michaels is my all-time favorite, so absolutely love that. Flair is a great choice. Yeah, but Shawn Michaels. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Now, are you babyface Shawn Michaels or heel Shawn Michaels, like DX Shawn Michaels?
You know, I think the original DX for me. But definitely heel Shawn Michaels when he's got the mirror and he's got Sensational Sherry and the whole sexy boy and the theme song. Yeah, that's throwing Marty Jannetty through the barbershop window.
Yeah, hell I'm in. Absolutely. I'm in. He's not your boy toy. He's just a sexy boy. Robert Flores, you're the best. We appreciate the time. Stay well, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Robert Flores joining us here on the show. We think he's cute. We know he's sexy. Jay Croucher joins us next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.